see that the Bir Halacha, you're right, the Mishnah Berurah says Malin Lugma, but the Bir Halacha says a lot of the posting holds only if you really koveya yourself to the Siyah. Tend to drink a lot. It's interesting. He, in the Bir Halacha, he says, I know I said that in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's kedai to be machmir. Unless, the other funny, unless it's in front of you when you made the bracha. There's two cases. In front of you, you made the bracha, or not in front of you. In front of you, you want to say more looking to know. If it's not, then it has to be you really covet yourself for an extended seal. But the Ram doesn't have the luck at all. Apparently, Ram agrees with Tosfos. Ram doesn't have it. Yain is pot as other mashman.
He held like we.
Okay.
Then what do you do?
What do you mean, Rias? Isn't that always over? You don't make a broken horn off that, Rias. Oh. Okay. Yeah, and just one more point from yesterday. The different pshat in Goyim Brach Lasma, Rashi and the other Rishonim. I think they are agreeing essentially to the idea that it's chashivas, and the chashivas requires yayin to be treated on its own in terms of bracha. What's your brother? But do you know where it is?
I haven't seen him today.
But apparently it seems though the question between what do you say goyim bracha latzmo means it has a new bracha like bori pri hagafen, or whether goyim bracha latzmo means that it's used as an entity of chashivas, it's used as the platform for other brachos, seems to be a question of where do you see the raya that it has to be treated specially in terms of Sheva. The most Rishonim who learn that Goren Brachal Atzmo means that the bracha is changed to be a specific Sheva, referring to the Elan itself, they're learning that you see the chashivas of Sheva from the tzura of the bracha. Since the bracha itself isolates the very source of the yayin, you see that there's a certain idea of specificity with regard to yayin. And it's true, like we said in the other sugya, it's not ma'akev instead of shahakol, but it at least shows you that it's something that has to be dealt with in the most specific way that you can. Let me just make one more point on that. In other words, why don't you say, okay, so you see the bracha says you should be as specific as you can, right? But yet we see l'chat b'dieved yayotze, even if you're not. So why don't you say the same thing over here? In terms of making the bracha on the yayin, you should be as specific as you can. But b'dieved, it should be included in the right? But there's a difference. There's no comparison at all, actually. Because in terms of the bracha, in terms of the form of the bracha, right, so you can say the bracha should express its shevach as best as possible. right? But b'di'eved, I did express a shevach. In other words, the bracha says bar b'ri agafen. So that means that you should talk about the yayin in the most specific form possible. Right? That's your chiyuv of bracha. To refer to the yayin in the most specific form of shevach. But if I didn't, if I just said general shevach, shehakol niyabidvaro, right? So I'm yotze. Why? Because I still did say a shevach. In other words, there's an idea you can say l'chatchila you should do the best, but b'di'eved, the minimal will suffice. Correct? But if I say that in terms of the maisa of the bracha, it has to be specific, then if it's not, it's simply not the maisa of the bracha. In other words, that's not subject to a l'chatchila b'di'eved idea. You understand? The chatchila b'di'eved is when I'm doing the activity and then there are different forms. So you say, I make the shevach, it should be the best shevach. But a generic shevach is still a shevach. But if I say this maisa bracha demands that the maisa be done to it, then if it's not done to it, it's simply not the maisa shevach at all.
So here's the question of bracha versus no bracha, not
that's
one
right.
Bracha versus the other.
That's right. One is the two different ideas of degrees, right? One is saying that the maisa itself is a maisa of chashivas, and if it's not, then it's not the maisa. You can't say that's not a l'chatchila b'di'eved idea. It either is the maisa of the bracha or it's not the maisa of the bracha. But once I'm doing the maisa of the bracha, now it's a question of the quality of that maisa. It should have a highest quality, but even if it has a standard, even if it has a lesser quality, it still is good. But in terms of maisa, you can't say that b'di'eved l'chatchila is going to apply to the idea of did I make the bracha on the yayin? If the bracha on the yayin, if the form of the bracha, if the chashivas demands that the maisa be done specifically to it, if it's not done specifically to it, then it's not done at all. But if I'm supposed to give a higher shevach and I give a lower shevach, I still did give a shevach. Right? Right?
You know what I mean? If I tell you to shoot an arrow at a target, yeah, and you shoot an arrow at another target, you don't see a video of it, you hit it,
right.
even though in terms of the actual hitting target itself, it'd be better
right.
If you got it in the...
It'd be like you say that you have to be Mekayesh and Isha, one specifically. So if you take a group of women and you say, you're all Mekudeshes to me. Right? So you say, well, I don't know the halacha about it in that case, but it's not going to... It's not like b'di'eved is the same thing as doing... If it demands specificity, then doing it to a general group is just not the mice at all. Right, but if you say you have to say clearly that it's kedushin, but if you're able to infer it, that's good b'di'eved. That makes sense, right? You should say specifically it's kedushin, but b'di'eved if it's clear from the circumstances that it's kedushin, then it's good, because that's the quality of the maisa. There's two questions. One is did I do the maisa, and the other question is what's the quality of that maisa. So quality is subject to l'chatchila b'di'eved. Doing the maisa at all is not. If I say the maisa has a specific form, you can't say, well, b'di'eved, this is also that form. It's not. B'di'eved, A is not B. Right? Okay, but anyway, but Rashi seems to learn that you prove that yayin is special, that yayin is treated differently in terms of shevach from the way it's actually used. It's an interesting machlokas. Between Rashi and the Rishonim. What's the source, what's the raya that Yayin has a specific shevach in terms of the maisa? They're arguing from the form of the shevach, and they seem to be learning that since you see the form of the shevach is the most specific, so the maisa is too. The maisa should be specific too. And it's true, by the form b'di'eved it's good, even if it's not specific. But by the maisa you can't say that.
So if those are two different
right.
things, how can they jump one to the other?
They hold that it shows you something about Yayin. And the bracha is different because the whole idea of shevach is different. And therefore, it's an inference to the Maisa shevach too. But Rashi seems to prove it from the way that you give the shevach on it, that it's treated differently as an entity of shevach. It's not treated as an entity of shevach just via your desire for shasiya, but it's treated as a separate entity in terms of shevach, as even a platform for other shvachos. You know what I'm saying? Neither one is perfectly. Neither one is. It's perfect. Each one requires some inference,
right.
But it's a question of which fact are you starting with to draw your inference from. Rashi is taking it from the way you actually make brachas on yayin, the way you actually engage yayin for shevach, that you engage it differently, and that shows that it has a certain quality. And the other Rishonim are learning from the form of the matbeah of the bracha, that it has a certain specificity, and that shows you that the whole inyan of its shevach is different.
So, is it like he says that one, and
yeah, I don't think it's
I mean, because isn't it? They're all going back to the same point, right? I mean, like the fact that yayin has a bracha that's specific is because
right.
It's ishtan aluya and it's sari, whatever.
It's true. Tosfos doesn't really comment about Rashi. I mean, it is true. It's a good point. He doesn't say v'lo nira. Right? He just says, Rashi mm-hmm. says this is what it means, and the Rashba says this is what it means.
Right. Yeah.
They're both ending at the same point.
Well, Rashi would agree that the specific bracha does show the same...
I don't know. I don't know if they... See, I don't know if they would agree to each other's inference, but they're both arriving at the same spot. It's not a halachic... There's no halachic nafkamina. Because they're both coming to the same place. They're both arriving that the Maisa Shevach is a specific Maisa Shevach, and it can't be Nichlal in another entity of Shevach when it requires its own Shevach. Right? When it requires a Shevach, as opposed to the Pas. But one is proving it from the format of the Bracha. The other one is proving it from the way it's used as an entity of Shevach. It's used differently than Shevach. Alright. Yeah. So that's what Rashi's trying to show you, that it's used in other places. That's why it can't be mitzvahed with the bracha. So really, in terms of the two possibilities we started out with yesterday, neither one is really right. Right? The real idea is that it simply can't receive the shevach. It won't be nichlal in the shevach on the suda. It's going to stand out, and there's no maisa. It's not mitzarev. The bracha is not mitzarev to it as a part of suda. So it requires its own bracha. Not that it's not part of the suda, because like you say, it's interesting. Rashba. He says, what about the bracha achrona on the yayin? So he says, you don't need a bracha achrona on the yayin. Because he says, it's like anything else that's born besocha suda shalom achmas suda. That requires a bracha before, not a bracha after. So it still is going to be, part of the suda. But in terms of its shevach, it can't have its own, it can't have a shevach via the suda. But then he has an interesting idea. He quotes the Gemara that we mentioned yesterday of Kvias, right? And he says a different answer. He says, Alma ihavi kviusa mevarkin aleha gimel bracha. So he says, you see from that Gemara that if there really were kvius on yayin, we would make a birkas hamazon. The kaven shekain, kaven shebesoch suda shel keva shosehu mitoch tavi kvius achila havi kvius l'shasiyah. Interesting pshat. He wants to say since you are kavua by the pas, since the pas was koveya you, no, it's the only problem with the ayin is it can't start the kvius. But it can have an idea of kvius. So if you're in a suda of kvius and you're drinking the ayin, then that's really like the ayin itself is mechayev in the birkas hamazon. It's an interesting idea. It's a funny idea, but he's saying it's like the gavra can't create the kvius. It's like you can't create the kvias through the yayin, but if you drink the yayin in that kvias, it would be mechayev in a birkas hamazon. So now he's saying you can piggyback on the kvias of pas and say I'm drinking the yayin through with a real kvias now. He has an example of something similar like that later on. All right, anyway. Go ahead, Matt. I didn't mean to interrupt you so long.
Rapuna achal tlesa rifti b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kava.
All right. So how much did he eat?
A lot.
A lot. And that rifti is what?
Loaves.
Loaves, yeah. It's sort of a... What is it? Go ahead. So Rashi says...
Yeah, he says, mipasaba b'kisnin.
Usually just means bread, but here he says it means pasaba b'kisnin.
Lo birach acharav.
Yeah.
All right.
So what did he say afterwards? We're not clear what he said afterwards.
Right.
It would seem, according to Rashi, he didn't say it ala milcha.
Uh-huh.
Or, I mean, right, it would seem so. Huh? Or what? It just means he didn't say bar, it just didn't mean he's a bigger Muslim. Because what do you mean, lo birach acharav? What did he do, in reality? He didn't say any birach acharav? So I'd say he didn't say any birach acharav. Right.
What did he say?
Yeah, exactly. So doesn't that imply it would be Birkat HaMazon that he's excluding?
So the other possibility is he said Bar Nefashos.
Isn't
that
what?
We're going to throw to that now.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Right. Amalei Rav Nachman, Adi Kapna.
What does that mean?
Rashi says, first of all, he says he takes out Amalei, right? Just Amar. Adi, it says Elu, that's what it means. Klomar, Elu l'ravo ne'echalu.
Okay, kafna means ravon, means hunger.
Mm. Right, so he ate it for ravon. Vachilam ruba kazu lo nifteras mibracha.
So in other words, he's saying he should have made a birkas hamazon on it, because you were eating it for hunger.
Okay.
Why does Rashi insist on taking the Amar layout?
Why does he insist on taking out the Amar Lei?
I mean, it seems like if you're going to say it's not talking about the previous case, then fine, but it sounds like he is addressing the previous case.
It's a good question. What's the difference if it's Amar Lei? Maybe they weren't in the same...
It's just like a...
Ravuna Rav Nachman? I don't know, it's a good question. Amar Lei Rav Nachman? Oh, so he takes it Amar Lei, I see. Right. I don't know, it's a good question.
Alright. So Rashi says, "Ela kol she'acherim kovin al chilasan b'kach, talam birkas mazon." Came pirush Rav Hai.
Okay, so that's the main pshat with him in Rashi. That what's that? Really, the case is he was eating pasta with kisan, and he didn't say birkas hamazon afterwards. But he ate an enormous amount. How much did he eat?
104 eggs.
108.
What? Doesn't Tosfos say 13?
He was really hungry.
It's an exaggeration. Like the chassis is 13 is just an
is this one of the cases that he has in the I haven't been around thing?
I don't think so.
Guzma? No?
I don't think so.
Guzma?
Exaggeration?
And then he dies.
Yeah. But he has that with the how many questions he asked. Right, he has that with how many calculations he sent him? How many calculations did Shmuel send real time?
Well, the guy must be huge to hold this much in him at one time.
Okay.
Like the Japanese guy.
What?
But anyway, so what's the halacha? That what? What's the halacha here? That even though it's possible, the kisnin, which Rashi held, that you don't make a bracha after.
Right.
Right? That's Rashi's job in the prior daf. That possible, the kisnin, lacha achila ubirkas hamazon le'evgilim le'evi kisnin. In Kolios.
You make
Brina Pashas. That after the after the suda, they would bring out cooked kernels, because they're good for the heart. Umevian imohen pas shemushim tavlin. They would bring out bread kneaded with spices, kain ovlis, like wafers. The Yesh Ostos and Kiminti Porim the Ilonos. The Ochlame and Dover Muat, and we talk from Ostos and Tavon Harbe, there goes the Mishkedim, Macholo Muat, Lohi Inua Brocha, Mein Sholosh. Midi the Havia Pass, always with Doche. Yeah. So they would eat, they were, They were a type of pastry, right, with spices, and what, and nuts, and they were somewhat ornate. So and they would only eat small amounts of them, right? You get one little tree or one little bird, you get to, right? So, therefore, he must eat like a whole forest. right? So, therefore, there was no bracha achrona afterwards. No alamichi afterwards. So, that's how Rashi learned Fasav Avikistan, right? These little types of cakes, little cookies, little. I don't know what. I mean, did they not have cookies? I mean. Is this like a cookie?
Maybe they don't have the word.
Should research it.
Anyway. So here, he's eating a whole meal out of these. Right? And yet he treated them, flame shots, he treated them just like regular pasta with kismet. And whatever Rashi means over here, that he didn't make a bracha afterwards, would mean over here too. It would mean the same thing. Whatever he means on the prior da, that you don't make a main shalosh. He didn't make a main shalosh there either. That's a point shot.
Yeah.
Right? So if Nachman said, no, you have to make Birkas HaMazon on this.
Because it's so much.
So according to this, it comes out one guy said Birkas HaMazon, the other guy said make Birkas HaMazon.
Well, if Nachman definitely held that what he did was wrong.
No, I'm saying the way we're learning right now is that Rahuna did for the Vashas.
The Stavra.
Right.
Whatever, yeah. That's how we learn Rashi over here. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. The Rabbo Senu Pirshu, Tlesar Rifti Mipas Shalano.
Regular bread.
Right. Lo Birach Acharav Mishum De Lo Sava.
He wasn't full yet.
Ukraksi Vachad Vasavato Virachta. Vkach Pirish Rav Yehudai. Bahai Gavna. Or is that Halakos Gedolos, right? Yeah. Veino nearly delays Leidel Rav Huna Vehim Hichmira Alatmam Akazais Vat Kabetza. Or Deluk Rabbi Miro Deluk Rabbi Yehuda.
So then Huna would be like nobody.
Right.
Alright, so he rejects that shot.
Yeah.
Who's Rabbi Senior?
Rashi had a lot of Rabbanim. He didn't just.
It was his personal Rabbanim, not like.
Yeah. Doesn't usually. Usually when he says Rabbi Senior, it's. He doesn't accept it. A lot of times, during the Shabbos, a lot of these cases, Rabbi Sam Pierce this, and I don't know. Maybe just means general rabbis.
That's what I'm saying. Like
maybe I don't know. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So, let's see. Yeah. Kol shachem kovim malav suda tzarich levarach. Right, Rav Yehuda hava asik le lebre be Rav Yehuda baruch aviva. Right, so he was making some event for his son in the house of Rav Yehuda baruch aviva. I usually look my who pasa baba kisnin.
Yeah, what's the exact translation?
Right. Well, what's asik?
He was bringing up his son to the house of Rav Yehuda baruch aviva.
No, the translation is he was arranging for his son to marry.
He was bringing up his son to the house, but that okay.
Where do they get that from?
The house of Rabbi. I guess it means to the daughter. Mi be'avua, from the house of your father. Go ahead.
Aisu l'kamayhu pasav b'kisnin, and they brought before them pasav b'kisnin. Ki asa, and when he came, shema inhu dekam avarchi hamotzi. He heard that they were making hamotzi. Amalhu my tziti.
Dekashmana dilma hamotzi. What's the tziti we're hearing? That we heard.
Dilma hamotzi lechem min haaretz, kam levar chisu.
Is that the sound of hamotzi lechem min haaretz? Okay.
Okay.
Is that what tzitzi is, literally? Just the.
Yeah, what's the tzitzi?
Yeah. Amra le in. I said, yeah. D'tanya Rabbi Muna, Rabbi Muna Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, pasba b'kisnin mevarchina ale hamotzi. V'amr shmul halakuk Rabbi Muni. Rabbi Muni.
Muna. Okay. Muna. So he said, yeah, we made hamotzi. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, pass the kisnin, and you make hamotzi, yeah.
Alright, Amr Lahu.
So Rabbi Muna said the name of Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Amr Lahu, so he said back to them, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Idmar. Amri la. Wait. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, Idmar.
right? Amri lav. So they said back. Oh, Amri lay. So they said back to him. V'ha marahu d'amar mishmei d'shmuel machmanius ma'arvin b'hen u'mavarchin aleihen hamotzi. So weren't you the one who said in the name of Shmuel?
Okay, now all of a sudden Lachmanios pop up.
Yeah.
So where are Lachmanios now? Good.
Right.
Oblis.
Yeah.
So that's exactly the word Rashi used for a possible kissing, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so didn't you say that you can make an Erev with them and you make a Moti on them?
Right, an Erev Chatzeros.
Right. So you should hold that over here also, you should make a Moti.
Or you make a Shmuel? You're good.
Right, Shani Hassan. So he said, no, it's different there. The Kava Sud Se Alaihu. Because over there you are being put a suit on it. Avahecha, the low Kava Sud Se Alaihu. Mo.
Yeah, so it goes by whether you convey a suit on it or not.
So the criticism wasn't on the fact that they came up to them as food, but they know that they convey a suit at that time.
Yeah, I guess it was a big party. And these were not the, was the case where they were just going to be convey a suit on these cakes. There was a whole meal going on over there. There was going to be a whole meal. Yeah, so what comes out of this, other than a lot of confusion? So what comes out of this is what? Is that there's...
It all goes by sheer.
That you have a case, right, you have possible bikisnin,
right.
Which is what? Essentially is what? Is some sort of pastry.
Right.
Some sort of dough kneaded with...
sweet things.
Sweet things, or spices. And what? And then if you eat them normally, if you eat them the way they're intended to be eaten, it's a mizonos. And if you kovei a suda on them, then it's a motzi and a birkas hamazon. Then it's a motzi and birkas hamazon. So how does that work? What kind of a thing is that?
You also make a motzi and eat directly from the cookie, right? You don't like bread or anything.
Yeah, you're not having bread. You're just having cookie. Yeah. All right, let's see this. So the Rashba gives an explanation of this in a funny spot. But I was lucky to find it when we were going through the Gemara's originally. When we skipped that sugi originally. So he says like this. That was a case. It was a funny case. Case was, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, right? He ate an olive and he took the pit out. He ate an olive and he took the pit out. So the shear of a kezias is including the pit. The question is, how can he make a bracha achrona if he ate, by definition, less than the shear of a kezias? Right? So, all right, so the Gemara concludes it was a big olive. Right? But the question was, what bracha would you make? What would you do if you have less than the kezias? So the Rashba said, some want to say that if it's less than the kezias, then it's a burning functions. Right? And he says that's not possible. Because you never say the bracha changes just because of the shear. That's the introduction. Alright? Now he raises the question of possible kissing.
Pasabab Kisnin to Amar Rafuna Lakaman, Kosh Achrin Kovin Aleha Suda, Tzarech Levarech.
Right.
The bracha Rishona never changes, or the bracha Achrona never changes?
Any bracha,
neither of them. Okay.
Klomar, Shemavarech Lefanav Hamozi, Lacharav Shlosh Brachos. Vhilo Achal Elapachas Mikan, Ein Mavarech Lefanav, Rach Remini Mizonos, to Alma. Sorry, Remini Mizonos. Dalma habracha.
See, he says like this. Just one. He says, "Afilo achilo svaru she nishtanis birchoso machmas shiro she ain shini habrachas ela b'shino yamin inami b'min echad b'she nishtanis tzuraso davar yikim min achir yom she nishtana mechita lekamach." I read you that part in the shir. When we came up with tavshil, oh lepas, oh v'shitei habracha nishtana miribu lemiat halo ashkechan. So he says, you never have a case where you change the bracha just because of the shear. You change the bracha from min to min. The min changes the bracha. Or he says, if you change the thing so much that it's like it's another object. Like you take apple and you make you take a pomegranate and you make juice. Zeya ba'alma. Or you go from flour to bread. Right? Or from chita to the kemach. That's like a real change in the min. Okay, good. But just because of more or less, you don't find the change of bracha like that. You understand? That's his point.
Right. So he says, V'chilo achal el pachas mikan, ein mevarach lefanav, rach bremini mezonos, rach bremini mezonos. The alma habrachos mishtas b'shino ha'shi'urin lohi.
Okay, so the alma habrachos mishtas b'shino ha'shi'urin. That's what we said. So it says kasha. Kasha is, now I'll show you, possible b'kisnin, that depending on the amount that you eat, the bracha changes. And that's exactly what he said, can't be. Right? So he says, Lohi, that's not true.
The pasuk about the kisnin, ki lo mevarchinan ale hamotzi afilu al achilas kazayis, haynu mishum dechashvinan ale kemishtane mimeno.
Mimino,
okay. That makes more sense then.
So he's saying it's different. I don't know why he says a bracha. I don't know why he says a motzi on a kamotzi on a kezayis. But I don't know why he says you don't make a motzi even on a kezayis. Why is a kezayis for a bracha rishona? What's the difference if it's a kezayis or if it's a?
Don't know.
But what's the difference with shear kezayis? I don't know. I mean, the shear that you would be chayav if it were lechem to bench on? It's not clear to me why he says that.
Yeah, you mean what?
Right? I mean, we're talking about hamotzi. He's talking about. Right. Saying the reason why you don't say. The reason why I'm pass. I'm sorry, let's put. He says that what? Right, the possible is in ki lo mevachin aleha. Well, you don't make hamotzi even if you eat a kezayis. That's because it's considered changed from its min.
Can you just say what about
lechem? 1 second. Go ahead.
V'teta lecha shehari v'pas de alma mevachin aleha hamotzi b'kezayis.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, even less than a kezayis, you make hamotzi. I don't understand what he means by that.
Right.
Go ahead.
V'pas ba b'kisnin lo mevachin ela b'remi mezonos. Ella de Kashokovea Allah Suda Asa.
It's a funny kind of a proof. What's his proof? Isn't that like his whole question? Vitadalacha. That what?
Yeah.
When you have normal pas, you make a moti and a kazayas. And by pas above a kiss, then you only make a boy named Mizonos. Go ahead.
Ella,
his original question is really on the Bracha Chorna. He's trying to show you from the Bracha Rishana too. Go ahead.
Ella de Kashokovea Allah Suda Asa Kapas de Alma. Well, if you look kavasuda Allah, if you look kavasuda Allah, Ella shochel kde kvius acherim, gam kain har hu oso kapast alma, shochelim nemena harbe, kde sivia.
That's his answer. Oh, he's trying to say like this, saying that it's not that the shear is changing the bracha. It's not that the shear is changing the bracha. What is it?
The
it's
min.
Like the min. It's like changing the min. But what does it mean? It's like changing the min. How is that changing the min? So what does he say? He says initially that what? He says, why don't you make the bracha? Why don't you make hamotzi and birkas hamazon on a kezayis? Why? So he says. He says, by pasa baba kisnin, it's because dechashvinon lekemishtana mimino. Now, how is the Rashba define pasa baba kisnin? What's the definition? What's the definition of pasa baba kisnin?
Mimino.
It's like a functional thing. When
it's a bread that what?
Not
the pot that you're eating after kissing.
It's not the description of it.
I'm saying it's
conceptually. What is pas above kissing? He's saying it's a pas that's changed from its min. Right? It's a pas that's changed from its min. It's like taking chitah and grinding it into flour, but for somehow or other.
Does that mean it's not regular
pasta
anymore?
It's not regular pasta anymore.
But I could still get a hamotzi here.
Oh, so you're saying, but what? But if you're kovei asud on it, then what? So what is the min of pas? So what is the min of pas?
Something
that is suda. It's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing.
Well, that, wait, that, but that doesn't make so much sense, because then if pas is the thing that's suda, then that would be something that's definitively a suda, whereas this thing is only accidentally a suda.
Well, it's
meaning, like, if I were to take an apple and make a suda on that, no one would say that's pas.
Correct, because he's not saying, he's saying that it's like it didn't change from its min.
So it retroactively changes the fact that it was possible above a kisnin?
No.
Well, let's read it again. He says, kishakoveya olav suda osou kipasta alma. Now you're making it like pasta alma. That was, vafiu lokova suda olav, eating a lot of it, kidei sviya. We have to define it a little better. But what's he saying? He's saying the min of pas is not like the other minim. The min of pas is subject to change via usage. All the other things, the subject, the min is changed via form. It's interesting. He's saying the pas of Ovikistan, though, it's really like a pas. It's like a latent pas, right? Because it's the same substance and the same surah. We're not talking about like a canada over here, right? I'm not talking about spaghetti. I'm talking about it has surah sapas. It has a, but it's what?
It's not like you're not saying it's like a cookie.
Well, let's think about it. Yeah, that could be tzuras apas. Well, depends how you define
it.
I mean, it's baked. Cookie? Let's say it's baked. It's kneaded and it's baked. But what? So what do the tavlin do? They take it out of its min. I mean, they take it out of the realm of Sviya.
Now it's no longer eaten for Sviya.
So it's like pas that is removed from its essential function. It's pas that's removed definitively from its essential function.
So you can replace what's lacking by being kovei Sviya.
So he's saying now, but if I replace that Sviya, if I use it now for Sviya, now, it's not really being changed. So it's not being changed in form. Right? It's not really being changed in form. It's not like you take a chita and you make it into flour. So if I hold it in my fingers, you can't restore that form of chita. You can't take the flour and restore the form of chita. Because the min is being changed by the form. The change in the form is the change in the min. You can't undo that change in the form. But here he seems to be saying it really does have the form of pas. The only thing is that what part of the definition of pas is a certain function of sviya. Right? Because pas is not like a regular min. Pas doesn't grow. Pas is something that is made. And one of the qualities of that of pas is ikar sviya. Ikar kviya suda. So he's saying, if I have pas above a kiss, then that's where I have everything that's really like pas, but I do a maisa to it that removes it from the function of sviya. Right? But if I replace the function of sviya, then everything is back in order. It's an interesting idea. Back to pas. Yeah.
How did you take it away in the first place?
Because you made it different. You made it in a way that's kavua for not sviya.
So then why shouldn't that make it impossible to put it back? Meaning just
that's
like
just a function. Because that's just a function. That's just like, it's just like define. It's like redefining it functionally. Now, as if I take a little bit of pas, I just eat pas for a snack. I just want a little bit, just the kazayas, not really to fill myself up. That doesn't matter. The entity is defined as pas. It is an entity of sviya, and definitively, that's what this min is,
mm-hmm.
Right? But that's because it's something that everybody's kovei asud on. Now, is here the way it's used is part of its definition. That's the interesting thing. The way it's used is part of its definition.
So does that mean that in regards to pasta and surah, it doesn't matter at all? Like the actual...
It would seem to be,
it has to be something that the additions are just being koveya it functionally.
So the birds and the trees would...
Oh, you mean the actual shape? No, that wouldn't be enough.
Oh, okay. It has to be a different type of... Okay,
so my personal feeling, it's just something I can't prove, but that when Rashi says it has those shapes, because that indicates that they're eaten just... it means that there is a siyum to its achila. Now, a loaf of bread has no defined portion. You might take a slice, you might take two, but there's nothing intrinsic that defines its portion. But if it's a shape, then that is the thing.
I thought it was a big
in
shape.
Totality.
So
it's not like a giant tree. It's not like an ice sculpture.
It's like a bonsai.
In terms of sheer being able to be imbue a food with the quality of svia, for example, you couldn't take vegetables and try to imbue with svia because the form is lacking. The only reason
it's
sheer is because it has the form. So the tzur is an essential component.
Exactly.
Bonsai is a tree.
What?
Bonsai is a tree.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, it's not really a bonsai.
No, that would be big enough. Bonsai is this big.
Now, if you go to... People do it all the time with cakes.
Yeah.
Do it all the time with cakes. You go to these engagement parties and things, you know. I just went somewhere, they had
little
a...
swans, you know?
They had a coffee cup.
It's
still
bad.
No.
Avi Putney's engagement party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the only thing is I'm turned off right away from this.
They usually don't
taste good.
A lot of bar mitzvahs, they would have the Torah cake.
Would they like it taste?
You ever seen the Torah cake at bar mitzvahs?
I can't
do two big things.
That wouldn't be easy.
But think small.
I know. It's easy.
Okay.
Really
disappointing.
Yeah.
I think I saw one that was a guy holding his film.
All right,
good-looking
woman.
So that's how the Rashba learns. It's a very nice shot. It clears up a lot of problems in the possible of a kiss, right? And that's why he holds. Yeah, go ahead.
Me?
Yep.
Just a little unclear as to how exactly it functions to that it makes possible of a kiss, but if I were to be kovei asud on the thing. Then we throw out all the things that made it a pasuk b'kisnin in the first place and say, no,
because the things that make it a pasuk b'kisnin is just it's like a designation of a way of eating it.
Like mukh kamil to it, it's not for regular. Like,
that's right. It's like
implying something.
It's more than implying. It's building it in. It's removing. It's giving it a different derech achila. It's giving it a derech achila. Now, if I just have bread. Then the derech achila of bread is svia. Doesn't matter how I eat it. Doesn't matter if I just take a kezayis. But this, because it's cooked this way, it endows it with a derech achila of non-svia.
So it's like, really what we're looking for is the svia. But, like, what do we say before we've had the thing, or before we've been, we've made a suit on it, we look at what it sort of leaning towards?
No, what it's definitively is.
Yeah,
that's what it definitively is.
But I mean,
is.
If you say that it's definitively not a suda, then how could I make a suda on it? Like an apple.
Oh, because an apple doesn't have the form.
It has to be
form.
That it has some level of suda.
An apple
doesn't
have the form at all. An apple's not even capable of receiving suda. This has been distorted. This is pas. This is something that really is suda that... that has been distorted. And now you're saying you can restore it by treating it in line with its true nature.
Because it's there.
Because it's there.
If an apple was never there, it's not distorted, so it just doesn't have it.
Right. That's why we say, like the Rif sums up, he says, even if you started out, with the mizonos, but then you continued eating it until you filled up, you still make a berachas mazon at the end.
Really?
Yeah. But the interesting thing is that the Rush brings down the machlokas. That what if you fill yourself up, but normally people hold in? This is a good case for you. You eat a kadesh sviya for yourself, but it's not something that anybody else would consider a kadesh sviya. You take pasav over kisnin, and you feel full. But nobody else would. Is that considered like bread? So you see the rush brings down the... He says, the cost of Rabbeinu Moshe Zal. Dim acherim einam kovim afilu kishu koveya. Dim acherim einam kovim. If it's the shear that other people would not be koveya sudan, right? Afilu kishu koveya. Even though he's koveya on it. Einam avarech. The bosser rov azminan ubutla daito eitzel kol adam. Right?
Clear.
But we don't say it the other way.
Right.
What do you mean?
Meaning if a guy had a lot that for other people would be fear, but for him it's not.
Yeah, because we say for him it's also the same thing. Subjective. It's objective. The arrived zal kosa of vimoya koveya lov a few mashu mvarech lov v'tchila amotzi lo b'sof shalosh brachos v'nir and divrei rabbeinu Moshe zal v'mitchila yedait olecho ma'at b'bir chorim rizonos v'ach kachol v'shir Hashem koven lov mvarech gimel brachos tafisho b'bir chamotzi tchila. So this says the machlokas, the Raivin and the Rambam. It's an interesting question. Machlokas, the Raivin and the Rambam, if you eat a shear, if you're koveya on a shear that most people would not be koveya on, do you say that I am koveya, so it's like bread to me? Or do you say, but l'dayte to call them? Right? Interesting question.
People call shear.
What do they say?
Yeah, the Raivin says even a call shear. Huh? Everybody's masking butler data. That's the Rove Rishonim hold. You go by the way people treat it normally. It's an interesting thing, but it comes up. There's a funny halacha. They want to say though that if you're eating it with other foods, then you don't need the shear of it. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Magen Avram. That's where Moshe actually paskins. That like if you go someplace and you have a cookie, but you're eating it with a meal. You eat as much of it as you would bread. That's considered being koveya sudan.
The meal,
on it.
Not the cookie.
The cookie.
Wait.
Let's say the way people eat bread with a meal is they have two kesesim. Let's say.
Okay.
So if you take two cookies and you eat them with a full meal, with a steak and the whole thing, that's like you're making the cookies into bread. Wash them down.
I have cookies with every meal. Yeah.
That's our emotion of fasting, Paskins. Yeruch HaShulchan is against it. Yeruch HaShulchan is against it. I mean, he didn't see Yeruch HaShulchan, but he was against it. Yeruch HaShulchan mentions him, and he just brushes him off. I don't know. But the Magen Avraham, I think the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Magen Avraham has that shot. It's difficult. I mean, according to the Rashba, it's mashma that you actually have to eat the shear, because that's his whole question. He says, you see, it's a question of where, of the shear. How much of it you eating?
Is it necessary? So Raivin and Rambam.
But anyway, Machlokes Raivin and Rambam, yeah.
Is the shear... What, the case is your Koveya Suda. It doesn't specify what shear you... We're assuming you have a Kveitsa, or... It doesn't...
I have to have at least a Kzayas, the bench. Look. The case is like this. A guy sits down to a box of donuts, right? So the normal person, if he's going to make a suda on his donuts, he's going to have to eat six, right? You, after one donut, you're stuffed. You say, whoo, that was a good meal. Right? That's the machlokes between the Raivin and the Rambam. So what do you say? What's the machlokes? Butla daite is a call them or no? I mean, it would seem, but it should be butler diet as a call them, right? Okay. Yeah.
On the other hand, it is an issue of your jachfila, though, right? So you could say that, you know.
Yeah, it seems like even though the Rashba himself would seem to hold that you have to have.
Does the Rashba mention this question? On our Gemara, does he mention?
It seems like according to the Torah that we said is that is that like there's like a latent idea of svia in this entity that you baked, but you put something in it that changes it, right? So you can, your derech achila can bring back that quality. So once you're saying it's just like your derech achila that's being kaveh what its min is, so then it would seem like that's not really subject to
right. But you see, over here, the Rashi is like this. It says, Rav Huna ocha plesa rishto b'nei plasa plasa l'kavim, lo bir, pirish, pas v'av v'kisnihi, v'shalo b'suda ocha, v'lo baruch achara, koma, gimel brachos, ela me'in shalosh, she made an alamir. Amalei Rav Nachman, ade kafno, I don't know, he has the amalei, koma, achila zu, achilas ro'av, ade kafno, koma, achila zu, achilas ro'avi. This is an achila of hunger. V'kevahi, and it's fixed, it's set. V'tzorach levorach ha-motzi v'achav gimel brachos. V'lo omru pas abob b'kistin she'en tun lefonel el amine mizonos l'psof me'en gimel el kishoch me'en ma'at. This is the only time we say by pas abob b'kistin. Weird Zell lingo. The only time we say pas abob b'kistin requires a bor me'en mizonos and a me'en sholosh is when you eat ma'at. But listen. Kiderach ha-lo asim mimeno. Ma'at l'taynug v'idin l'matika. It has to be an achila like the chewers. Like the chewers of it. You eat a little bit for enjoyment or for sweetness. Now it's a different kind of an achila. But the baking of it is koveya this for a small achila. The way it's made is koveya for that type of an achila. Avaliyah shaloma derav huna lo barach la achra of klal, because it can't be that he didn't make any bracha. Da'alo gar mitayinav anavim shem varach mein shosh. Elevade kedamon, v'chein pirshu betosus. V'chazer Rav Huna v'amr, kol shachem, kovin lov su, d'tzor v'var chlom v'lefonav, v'mozit v'achov shalosh. Yeah. So he says, but he, v'timihani al harav alfas, he's al shkosa v'halachos, shimochlom betosus kisnen, v'tchilam v'arach borim v'nim zonos, v'besof v'lo klom. See, the riff is like that. Yeah. He says, "V'ilo ochel el ma'at v'varach avrayim me'in shalosh. V'imochel kashir shachirim kovin lov suda af bishalo biyachutul." It's mash. He doesn't address this specifically, but it's mash. He holds it goes by others. Yeah.
When they say ma'at, it means it has to be over kazayas, right?
Yeah.
So then, what's the shear for whole shachirim?
Yeah. Never says. Never says. It's a funny thing. Never says.
I don't know if you work over
a lot.
See, and in our sugya also, he mentions a similar idea by Pasa Baba Kistan with Rav Sheshes. He says, why does Rav Sheshes hold that you don't need a bracha achrona? So he says, because, says Pasa Baba Kistan, he says what? So the pasuk is in Hayim by Paris, not season. So if you have pasuk kiss in your case, in the middle of the studio, you don't need a bracha at all. Lola fenev, lola acharecha. Why? Mishum de par Paris, which is pasuk kiss in, habi pas. It really is pas. V'ilu kova alei sudo, o docho minei kadesh acherim kovin alav sudo, mevarach Allah hamotzi, v'gimel brachos. Maybe he does hold that way. So here's the thing. He says, and if you're kovei sudo on it, or you eat the amount that people are kovei sudo on, you would make a hamotzi. V'ilka kol shebo b'socha sudo, dinu shifter oso brachos apas. Yeah, so here again, he goes back, explains, he's in line with his prior pshat. That Passover kissing really is pas. So since you're eating it besol chasud of kvias,
that's enough to.
That definitely doesn't require bracha beforehand and afterwards. Right. Unless he says later on, unless you're specifically eating it just for a taste, you want to clean your whatever it is, just specifically eating it for a taste.
Well, isn't that why you would be eating it normally?
No, you're just eating it as part of the sudah.
He doesn't agree with Rashi's whole thing of why you're.
I think he has that later. One thing. Yeah. What's that?
Did he agree with Rashi's basic thing? Of how?
Oh, so what's his definition of Pasuk of the Kistin?
Who's Rashi's? Or
the Rashba.
Rashba.
I think he holds like he has both pshat, and that's the pocket bread filled with spice, and or it's kneaded with it. He has either one. One time with it. Let me just see the other thing that Pasuk is. Right. Oh, he just says of a limbo la'acha suda tuino bracha lefanel mishum delav lemezan asi el likinuach. Right. So he's saying he's mechalik if he's in the suda or after the suda. Right. Okay. Right. And if you eat in the suda, it means you're eating it as part of the suda. But if you have it afterwards, then you're just having it for, yeah.
Can I try Rambam Ravin?
Okay, go ahead.
Is it possible to say that, according to the...
I feel the Rashba holds. It seems very healthy. Yeah.
Good. We're trying to... We both are grappling with how to define this possible Abakistan. So, it would seem according to the Ravin, it's like neutral. It has both, components of both. Qualities of both, so it's just waiting for someone to come along and actualize either side. So if you're Koveya Suda on it, so be it, it's pas. If you're not Koveya Suda on it, then it's a pastry. Whereas the Rambam holds that it actually is Kavua from the way it's made as a pastry, and only if you eat it in a way that is that the whole world uses it for Koveya Suda, then you can actualize, then you can actually take it from the other category, because it seems like he obviously requires more.
I would say. How do you think about it?